there, it's Angela, and I'm so glad you found your way here to architecting. Creative careers can be stressful, and it's hard to be vulnerable, but this is your landing pad for raw honesty. I'll help you get clarity, reconnect with your passion, and have the career of your dreams. If you're ready to make a difference, have an impact, and say bye-bye to burnout, stick with me, and let's get architecting. Bright Lights, it's Angela, and welcome back to the Architecting Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. It is March, and March is really going to be the harbinger of a major shift, a major change. There is just a lot going on in the world, a lot going on energetically. I'm sure you can feel it in your own lives. Even if you've been resisting change, you've been thinking about it. You kind of know that it's coming. And there's that difference between jumping or being pushed, right? So when you embrace change, you get to have change on your terms. When you resist change, things are going to happen anyway, but they may catch you a little bit unawares, a little bit unprepared. And the change can be a lot more catastrophic feeling. However, I really want to stress that nothing is ever wasted. Everything we do, everything we experience is part of how we're finding our way to where we're supposed to be. So we're just course correcting. Think about what you can release, what you can let go of. March is often a time when we start spring cleaning. So let's spring clean our careers. Let's think about what we could strip down that isn't really serving us any longer. And it might have been being part of an organization or doing certain routines or certain things with certain people or certain initiatives that just aren't really resonating with you anymore. And by continuing to do those things, you're really peeling off your energy and not having it for the big things that you are meant to do. So I have been recently thinking about writing a third book, and my first two, Career Crisis and Time Builder, were self-published. This time, I really want to challenge myself to get a publisher to pick up the book. And I talked to my friend, Randy Deutsch, who many of you may be familiar with. He's written lots and lots and lots of books for the architecture profession. He's even featured me in a couple of them. And I got the download from him on what to do and how to do it. And he gave me a couple of editors to contact. And that was in November. I have it as a running thing on my to-do list. Contact editors. I even started a draft email to one of them, but I'm getting stuck and I'm letting anything else I have to do, that old I'm too busy thing, get in my way. At the end of the day, I'm exhausted and I'm saying, oh, I'm just not in the headspace to write this. So I'm not going to do it tonight. I'll do it tomorrow or on the weekend, and you can guess what happens. Yeah, not getting done. And this is, again, one of those things. I'm being called to really shift a lot in what I'm doing, to really have a much bigger advocacy presence, to be out there writing and speaking more. And I'm getting some of those glimmers come in, some great new bookings that are going to happen in March and April, some other things that may pop towards the end of the year. But I'm also seeing some other things go wrong, things that shouldn't go wrong, things that should have been pretty routine and easy. And in those things going wrong, it's like a little nudge saying, you know how you were thinking about making some change? You know how you were thinking about shifting your career trajectory and focusing maybe in some different areas, which would mean you'd have to focus less on others? Well, you haven't done it yet. Or you've sort of done it, but you haven't committed to it. So now we're going to start forcing your hand. I need to really think differently. For me, what this is going to look like at my job is to start really saying that I'm going to step back, and that stings my ego, right? Because I love being the doer. I love being the maker. And instead, I'm going to have to start empowering other people and delegating and stepping back. That's where I need to go in order to be where I need to be. I'm also going to need to be a lot firmer about my boundaries. And we've covered this topic in different podcast episodes, but it's always easy to say you're going to have a boundary, but it's very difficult to maintain it when someone steps in and challenges you. When somebody starts to say, I need you to do it anyway. Or it's nice that you have a boundary, but this issue that I need you for is more important. How do you do that? How do you hold the boundary without coming across as the diva, the person who is not willing to work with other people or be flexible? It's a fine line that we have to navigate. But if we don't navigate it, we continue to advertise that we are available not to have our boundaries respected. We continue to say, I'll care about my health and well-being, except at the times when it matters the most. And then I will cave and I will go right down the spiral of overwhelm, burnout, and stress. I don't want that for me, and I don't want that for you. Which is why I'm really excited to talk today about living ingeniously. I heard this term listening to the Brain and Life Neurology for Everyday Living podcast. This was something that one of my colleagues, Robin, referred me to. Miranda Hoffner, who was the guest on that particular episode, used this term living ingeniously to refer to people whose needs have not been considered in traditional design solutions. And because inclusivity had not been thought about, this whole population group has had to be very creative about how they have a rich and full life on their term. When you cannot navigate the world the way everybody else does, and the world did not accommodate your needs in order to just function, in order to do what you need to do or enjoy life at all, you have to get creative. You can't just pull your wheelchair into a building. There may not be the accommodations, even with ADA laws. Trust me, there are more barriers than you think. If you have any kind of neurodivergency, which many people do, a lot of neurodivergency shows up as hypersensitivity to lighting, to temperature, to sounds. It can prevent someone from being able to tolerate a setting for very long. Other people may not notice that they're suffering, but they may be getting, for example, a terrible migraine headache because of the quality of lighting, and after about 20 minutes have to excuse themselves from the room. So they have to get creative. How can they live life? How can they do the things they need to do while having to navigate a built environment that is making it more difficult for them? Well, people who live ingeniously don't accept the premise that they can't do something or that things they want may not be available. They say, how can I? The very fact that they are facing adversity is the catalyst for them to be ingenious. And today I wanted to expand that amazing concept of living ingeniously to anyone who in some way is part of a group that hasn't been typically included in the how-to of a career or a life and to challenge you to live ingeniously. March is Women's History Month, and International Women's Day is coming up on March 8th. And interestingly, this year, the theme is all about inclusion. The tagline for it is, if not, why not? Which I thought really dovetailed well with the whole idea of living ingeniously. Because much like those who have physical accessibility issues that make it more difficult for them to participate, there can be cultural disabilities that are in our way as well. Are the needs and issues that women face marginalized in the working world? And you're going to hear from my friend and former coworker, Diana Nicholas, on how she built an architecture firm from the ground up that questioned many of the premises of how we practice and implemented a lot of things that people thought, you can't do that or that won't work. And she found out that it did. She's enabled her employees to work ingeniously by opening that opportunity up to live ingeniously. She was able to actually raise the bar on what was getting done. I also have coming up an amazing interview with Graciela Carrillo. She's another example of someone whose experience was as a woman architect, yes, but also as a young professional, where she encountered a lot of barriers to success, and as an immigrant architect, where she has encountered barriers to success. She turned to advocacy to not only raise awareness of the issues that were invisible, perhaps, to others, that were actual career roadblocks for all three of those groups she represents, but also to convene people who were part of those groups to network, to mentor one another, to share stories. When we can show somebody the way, they see what's possible. If you've ever felt part of any group where you feel it is a struggle to do things that other people don't struggle with, you understand that idea of living ingeniously. And we are closing out the month with an interview with my ACHA colleague and someone who truly inspires me, Noam Platt. Noam started a nonprofit called Make Good. What Make Good focuses on is using design thinking strategies and maker technology to help people with physical disabilities overcome barriers to living the life they want to live. He has done things from print 3D special guitar picks for a guitar player who suffered a stroke so that he could still play and do something he loves, to partnering with some other designers on a toddler mobility device to help young children who are on respirators or have other medical equipment that impact their mobility, from running around and playing the way that other children get to suddenly having a great deal of mobility. Again, that idea of living ingeniously, not only for the people that are seeking out Make Good's inventions, but for the ability to say, I could help you. I know that you need something, and I could figure out a way to help you that you might not have thought of, is the whole mission behind Make Good. They're also the featured charity that I donated a portion of profits to in 2023 because I really want to shine a spotlight on this kind of work. This is how we do it, right? Whether you are Diana inventing a new way of having a firm, or Graciela, being an advocate, a podcast host, a book author, a convener, a leader, whether you are Noam, who has founded a whole side business devoted to inventing assistive devices, we can live our dreams when we live ingeniously, when we can break out of the box of what we think practice looks like, what we think being an architect looks like, and instead follow our own North Star. Follow what makes sense to us and get led to somewhere that we never could have imagined. That also leads to opportunities far bigger than we ever could have thought possible for ourselves. Living ingeniously is that ability to constantly ask yourself, why not? I really want to invite everyone this month of March to keep saying, why not? To think about the possible instead of the obstacle. Kind of like if you have an old appliance or an old car and everything is going wrong and you just keep spending hundreds and even thousands of dollars on repair after repair after repair. And every time you think it's fixed, but a few months later, something else goes very, very wrong. If you're starting to notice those symptoms in your life, those are the clues that you need to leave that thing behind, that you need to embrace the change, that you need to start living ingeniously and saying, this isn't serving me any longer. Where are the breadcrumbs for my next step? And how do I step boldly into it? And I promise you that the minute you do, your ego will come up with all kinds of arguments why you should play it safe. But that's the same kind of argument that we here in our head when we're faced with yet another car repair bill and we have to decide, is it worth it to fix the car? Is the value of the car worth the cost of the repair? So every time you feel afraid to make a bold move or a big shift in your life, every time that so-called voice of reason or practical voice is stepping in, raising all kinds of what feel like very, very practical objections, you need to remember the car analogy. What is it really costing you to keep trying to fix something that is broken beyond repair versus investing in something new that will serve you far better? If you don't know what your next move is, think about something you really want. Think about how it will make you feel if you can get it. And then just ask yourself, how can I? How can I? Share what you're doing with other people. Reach out to your network. Ask for help. Then be willing to take action, knowing that you cannot fail. Because if something doesn't work, you just try something else and you keep going until you succeed. That is living ingeniously. You encounter the barrier to what you really want to do, and you don't take that as a sign that you don't get to do it. Instead, you say, how can I? And I would love to hear from all of you how you are experiencing change right now in your career, in your life. What bold move has been tickling your brain that you keep shoving aside? And how can you start to really look at how can you? What situations are like that broken old car and just not working anymore, no matter how much time you spend investing in their repair? How will you walk away from those? That is what we're going to focus on all month long. And I really hope that you will join me. I know that we all have a lot going on, but I am going to ask that you really make an effort to listen to all of these episodes in March. There's so much here that will really inspire you to take bold action in your own life, to connect some dots and start to see new possibilities that are available if you would only claim them, and to leave behind what's been weighing you down. So much of the overwhelm, stress, and burnout that we feel comes from not the amount of time we're spending, but how meaningful and how energizing what we're doing actually is for us. So when we do things that feel purposeful and meaningful, and we can see the difference that the work we're doing is having, it energizes us. We get smarter, we get more creative, we get more generous, because we are not protecting ourselves and putting energy into that. When we're doing work that feels exhausting and draining and thankless, it becomes harder and harder to stay motivated, and it drains our creativity because it's taking all of our energy just to show up and get things done. Let's push all of that aside, do some spring cleaning in our lives, and embrace that change. Love to hear your thoughts on this. So please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. If your podcast platform does not allow reviews, you can go to Google and find Architecting there and leave a review as well. This is such an important way to build a community, to share stories, and to support one another as we take this big leap into amazing futures that we were called to live. Thanks so much, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you want even more content, head on over to architectingpodcast.com and subscribe to my newsletter and get some great free downloads while you're there. Be sure to follow me on social media, on Instagram at architectingpodcast, Facebook and LinkedIn pages are Architecting, and the YouTube channel, Architecting Podcast. Stay inspired.